country, yes, I have heard tell, there lives a blithe couple called Robin and Kate. This Robin doth love nappy liquor so well that he'll be at the alehouse both early and late. The wife to her husband ith morning doth say, I pray thee, sweet Robin, at home with me stay. Thou wastest thy time and spendest thy chink. Turn back again, Robin, and go not to drink.
I pray thee, sweet honey, be patient and quiet. I'm sure thou wants nothing that fit for thy state. Thou lackest neither money, apparel, nor diet. If any thou dost owe, but speak and thou hate. Thou hast all the good that a wife can desire, that servants to tend thee, and I pay their hire. Then for my good fellowship do not thou fret, for I must and I will have my humor, sweet Kate.
'Tis chiefly thy company that I do want. Besides, though we now have sufficient to live, yet if thou the alehouse thus daily do haunt, we may become fitter to take than to give. Sweet husband, consider and take my advice. Let's not thy companions thus lewdly entice thy heart from thy Kate, but upon my words think, turn back again, Robin, and go not to drink.
Out, out, hold thy twaddle, and do not thus preach. I'll not be ruled by thee, whatever thou say. Seek not by persuasions my mind to overreach, for I'll to the alehouse as fast as I may. If thither thou follow, thou welcome shalt be, so thou wilt be quiet and pleased with me. Stay here or go with me, 'tis both of a rate, but I must and I will have my humor, sweet Kate.
Was me bonny Robin that e'er I was married unto seek a husband that seeks my undoing? I would with my mother at home I had tarried, or thought upon this when thou first camest a wooing. I think in my conscience, and I have cause why, that thou lov'st some other far better than I. Thou hast to stay with me, then what may I think? Turn back again, Robin, and go not to drink.
Nay, now I find, Kate, where about thy shoe rings. By this I perceive that of me thou art jealous, but I for my part never dream of such things. I seek not for wenches, but honest good fellows. A pipe of tobacco, a pot or a jug, these are the sweet honeys that I kiss and hug. All wenching delights are with me out of date, but I must and I will have my humor, sweet Kate.
I prithee, my joy, do not take at the worst the words that I speak in the heat of affection. No evil conceit in my bosom is nursed. I'd have thee be ruled by my loving direction. I think thou art honest to me in thy heart, but company ill may draw thee apart to wasteful expenses. Thy mind do not link, turn back again, Robin, and go not to drink.
Good wife, be persuaded, and let me all alone, for all thy vain prattle will prove but mere folly. I tell thee my heart will be cold as a stone. If I stay at home, I shall be melancholy. I'll make myself merry as long as I've store. Tush, Kate, never think on't. We'st never be poor. Shall I stay at home on thy fancy to wait? No, I must and I will have my humor, sweet Kate.
Why, Robin, when first thou didst marry with me, thou thought'st thyself best. When thou stayed'st with me longest, how comes the case thus to be altered with thee? True love by much usage will grow to be strongest. But now thou art weary of my company and canst not be merry. I prithee, love, why thou givest me occasion strange matters to think. Turn back again, Robin, and go not to drink.
Oh, who would be troubled thus with a fool? I prithee, sweetheart, take one word for thy learning. I scorned that my wife over me should bear rule. Why, Kate, do I spend anything of thy earning? I love thee as well as I did the first day, and yet when I left, I will go or I'll stay. To be at command of my wife I do hate, for I must and I will have my humor, sweet Kate.
Alas, my dear Louis, thou mistakes me much. I do not commend thee, that's not my intention. For my humble duty unto thee is such that one word or anger to thee I'll not mention. Examine thy heart, and thou shalt understand. I give thee good counsel, I do not command. Then with due discretion, upon my words think, turn back again, Robin, and go not to drink.
Ah, now, my sweet Kate, I perceive very well thy words do not proceed from a hearty affection. Now all my delight in thy bosom shall dwell. I'll ever be ordered by thy direction. My former ill husbandry I will repent, and in thy sweet company rest well content. Strong liquor no more shall impair my estate. Now I'll stay at home with my bonnie sweet Kate.